This is Dr. Z, Zachary Brooks, and this show is called The People Behind the PhDs. This is Dr. Z, Zachary Brooks, and welcome to the three-part interview with Dr. Jenna Klusterman, who uses radios to investigate the universe, and she studies star formation in the Milky Way at the University of Southern Indiana in Evansville, Indiana. Let's get to the show, The People Behind the PhDs. Stories. Stories are humanity's original technology, so I'm proud to carry on the traditional technology and share this story with you. Whether you're on an iPhone or an Android, whether you're on Apple, Spotify, or another podcast service, whether you're at home, in your car, at work, on public transportation, working out, or just walking around, I dedicate my shows to you. Dr. Z Productions and Podcasts, Consequential Stories for Life. This show is called The People Behind the PhDs, and my very special guest is Dr. Jenna Klusterman. Dr. Klusterman is an assistant professor at the University of Southern Indiana, which is, as you probably know, in Evansville, Indiana, which is a fantastic place kind of close to Louisville, Kentucky, St. Louis, Missouri, Nashville, Tennessee, and of course, Indianapolis, Indiana. What does she do? Well, she takes and she studies pictures. Is that like Instagram? She also works a lot with frequencies. Is that like active listening? No. She uses radios to investigate the universe. Specifically, she studies star formation in the Milky Way. For example, how gas clouds move. What goes on inside the clouds? The structures of these gas clouds. How gravity wins in the star formation process, and how gravity overcomes pressure to form stars. So she takes these 3D pictures using a tool called heterodyne receivers. And after she has these pictures, she divides them into regions and then studies those regions specifically for certain patterns. In essence, she builds radios to provide 3D pictures of the sky, and she tunes into the radio frequency of the molecule being observed in order to conduct her research. Dr. Jenna Klusterman, thanks so much for being on the show today.
It's my pleasure.
So the way I like to start the show with my stars, and today you're the star, is tell us about you, where you were born and raised, what you did growing up, your interests, if it was academic or sports, if you moved, any sort of family influences you'd like to share. So tell us a little bit about you today.
Well, I grew up in Bloomington, Indiana, so that's home of Indiana University. And I grew up in an academic household. My dad was on the faculty at Indiana University, and my mother was a school teacher. So I grew up with education in my household as a very important value. So at a young age, I sort of developed a love of math, and my dad was an influence in that. He specifically teaches how to teach math at the university level. So he teaches teachers how to teach.
Oh, okay. That's useful.
And his specific subject was math. So so he kind of instilled in me a love of math from a very young age. And so then I started to grow up, and I wanted to be a dancer. So I took a lot of dance classes. I guess I just worked very hard in school, and I liked science. I liked math. In seventh grade, I did a, like it was a Saturday morning science school where we learned about light waves and the physics of light waves, which had a big influence on me. Another influence on me was actually my mother's cousin who worked for NASA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he would come in and, you know, come and visit every so often and tell us about Saturn, which he was studying at the time. So, yeah, when I was young, you know, we could talk to Cousin Jack about about the mysteries of the universe. And so that was a big, got me interested in space sciences, so to speak, specifically.
So when you say space sciences, what does that mean for you? Or actually, before going on to that, you know, these conversations with cousin Jack, as you said his name is?
Yeah.
They were interesting to you, but did you have any of your own experiences growing up, like just at night looking at the stars and thinking that's really interesting? There's anything that really solidified it for you? Because it's one thing to be influenced by others, but oftentimes there are these moments that are really very peculiar and very particular to us as humans. Did you have anything like that growing up?
That happened later on, like in high school, but you know, at a young age, I think I enjoyed, my dad would be like, there's a meteor shower, let's go watch. Or, you know, there's an eclipse tonight, let's go watch the moon. Or a solar eclipse, let's go watch the sun. I do remember in fourth grade, there was a solar eclipse going on. It wasn't a total solar eclipse, but a partial one. And so my dad came in and took us out of school for a little bit to watch the secondary effects of the eclipse, where we were watching, if you watch the leaves in an eclipse, they start to round in a weird way.
Oh, wow. At this time, let's hear from our sponsor. This People Behind the PhDs episode is sponsored by Harp Concepts. Are you an up-and-coming artist with a bright idea? Are you a startup company who needs to prove your concept? Or are you a person who likes to personalize special gifts? Harp Concepts makes high-quality 3D models for a fraction of the price of big-name companies. Learn more at harpconcepts.com. That's harpconcepts.com.
Yeah, so we were looking at those.
So that was like, get out of school for a few hours, but do something really fun. In this case, your dad took you to watch the side effects of the eclipse.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, you said about your dad, and maybe this is a question for your dad, but you said what he's really good at and what he decided to do and what his profession was at Indiana University was to teach how to teach math. So, you know, when you say that, imagine there's different ways to teach math, and are there better ways that have been proven to teach math versus others?
Yeah, I mean, that would definitely be a better question for him than for me. I think there's a lot of research on that topic. What I can say is that I, you know, learned by trying to think about things in a very practical manner, like what's a fraction, you know, it's a piece of pie. I like pie.
Okay.
You know, what's a decimal? Oh, that's like, you know, if you have some cents, you have, 11 cents, that's $0.11. Or, you know, if you have a quarter, that's 0.25. dollars, or that's a quarter of a dollar. And so I think that making these practical connections for me really helped, so that then when you go to the more abstract, such as algebra, you know, taking things like what's a quarter and saying, now that's going to be a variable, A or C or X, you know, I was able to fill in those gaps in my head.
Yeah, so having concrete examples of mathematical concepts helped at a super early age, it sounds like. But you said you were also super interested in dance. As you were growing up, you wanted to become a dancer. Like, did you want to dance on Broadway? Did you want to be a ballerina? Like, what kind of dance? Because the world of dance is certainly diverse. And it's, you know, at the young age, that's when really half the people start, because it's like becoming a professional athlete. It's that serious and intense. Is that the level you were aiming towards as a dancer?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty serious about it through my freshman year of high school. I think originally wanted to start out and be like in the New York City Ballet or the American Ballet Theater, ABT. As I got a little older, I actually got more into modern dance. So that's more of a Martha Graham, who's now considered old school. You know, back in the 80s and early 90s,
but she's really
a lot of dance, and now there's, you know, that's like you know, that's a while ago. There's a new modern dance these days, but.
But her face is certainly on the Mount Rushmore of dance, especially modern dance.
That's correct.
Especially
yeah.
in the United States. Yeah, okay. So you wanted to be a dancer, and so you just explored different kinds of dance, or was any dance you were in particular really, really good at?
Well, I lacked a lot of rhythm, and, you know, but I think what I did was work really hard on my technique.
Okay.
So that, then I started playing the violin. I started playing an instrument where I developed a little bit more musicality.
Okay.
So, you know, I think for me, the difficult part at first was, you know, hearing the beat, dancing to the beat. I just kind of beat to my own drum, you know, counting that. And then so when I learned how to play the violin, that definitely helped a lot with that.
Okay. It gave you a little more rhythm in your dance?
Yes, correct.
Okay, that's cool.
But we're totally off topic by now, so.
No,
back to the violin. We could talk about that as well.
Well, go ahead and talk about the violin. What brought you to the violin?
I just loved the sound of it, and it was never exceptionally good. But I will say that understanding how you get notes on the violin is a really good way of understanding, you know, sort of the waves that permeate our environment and our universe that we're trying to measure. Which we'll get to in a little bit in this conversation. But the idea that you can put your finger down on a string and it changes the intonation of the string is a really good, actually, analogy for what's going on in when we go out and measure these molecules in space.
So to get notes is the expression where you're trying to perfect your technique to get a note. But in all that process, you're learning a lot about frequencies.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, I've never taken any music theory, but you know, you have different notes that, you know, you tune to, and but yeah, so you hear a frequency that comes out. So same idea when it comes to looking at stars.
Okay. Well, yeah. So we're going from dance to violin to stars. Thanks for listening to part one of the interview with Dr. Jenna Klusterman, who builds radios to provide 3D pictures of the sky. To continue listening, visit drz.net. That's drz.net. You can also follow me on Facebook at Dr. Z Podcasts and Instagram at drznet. As always, happy deciding. The People Behind the PhDs is conceived, written, produced, and edited by Dr. Z, that's me, Zachary Brooks, PhD, in Dr. Z Productions and Podcasts. Learn more at drz.net/about, that's drz.net/about.